Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, it's your head chick Amanda here.
And your other head chick, Laura.
And welcome to your weekly recap / combo with the head chicks. Basically, we do this every week. So those of you who are not familiar with our iTunes podcast, our Fit Chicks Chat, basically we every week interview somebody in the industry. And then at the end of the week, we like to reconnect and just chat about the topic, have a conversation between Laura and I about sort of our thoughts or feelings or our own experiences around maybe the topic that we were discussing. So this week we were actually, I was interviewing Sam from Belly's Inc. And Sam was basically talking to us about pre and postnatal fitness and the importance
Such
of it.
A topic.
Totally. The importance of it, what you should be doing, what you should be avoiding. And she's like a super bona fide expert in this area, right? Like she's one of the creators of Belly's Inc. And she's got, you know, like she's got the stuff down to a science. Like she really knows what she's talking about. Plus she's also a trainer. So having not only the pre and postnatal, she also teaches the pre and postnatal fitness certification program. So she's like,
So
she knows what she's talking about. And so if you haven't had a chance to check out the podcast, make sure that you do, because she's going to give you some really great tips on like what you can do, what you can't do, what you maybe want to consider doing, what you maybe want to consider avoiding, that kind of thing. Because during that time when you're pregnant, it's like totally, even though you can go into it with a game plan, it's still kind of like a guessing game.
Because and especially, I mean, I've never been pregnant. However, it's just for people who, when it's their first pregnancy and you have no idea how your body's going to react, you have no idea what you're capable of, or you know what I mean? And I think a lot of people, they get really scared and then they kind of shut down and avoid a lot of fitness programming because they just are so worried that they might do something harmful, you know? So that's why people like Sam is so great, who is an expert, who's really sharing a ton of info in this area for people who, like myself, would be going to my first pregnancy. I mean, you just went through your first pregnancy. So you're kind of, you can speak from the actual experience.
Oh my gosh. So it's exactly like you said. When I went into this, like before I got pregnant, I always had in my brain, like this game plan of like, okay, when I'm pregnant, like I'm still going to do the same workouts. I'm still going to do this and that. Like I had this game plan, like very specific, like, oh, it's not really going to alter anything that I'm doing. And then as soon as I got pregnant, even though I had the logic of like knowing that like, you know, running wouldn't injure the baby or
yeah, it's not going to shake the baby out.
Exactly. Knowing that logically is totally different than how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
At least for me. My experience was in my mind, I knew I could do all of the same things I was doing before because my body was used to it, right? Because I had been doing these things. I'd been running 10K 4 times a week. Like I'd been doing these things for a long time. And so my body was very accustomed to these things. But as soon as I became pregnant, I totally felt weird about it. Like I just was like, there's no other better way to explain it other than like logically I knew that I was able to do these things, but emotionally I was freaked out about it. And so
I think that's totally normal. Like,
I think so. And so, I mean, I didn't stop working out though. And so that's the key, right? Is like, I went into it thinking I was going to just, everything was going to stay exactly the same. And then it didn't. But so what I did was I adjusted it. So I listened to myself and I honored what felt good for me. So I knew that running for me just didn't feel right. So instead I would do walking on my treadmill, but I would do the highest incline possible and I would do fast speed. So I would still be walking fast. Like my little legs, I'm very short. My little legs would be like going really fast, but I wasn't running. So I wouldn't have the impact. That's what I didn't want. I didn't want the impact. The impact made me feel nervous. And I know, again, I know that it shouldn't be something I was worried about, but it just was. And I didn't change anything in terms of like my strength training, really my routines kind of stayed the same. Obviously I started avoiding things on my back because you're not supposed to lay flat. So anything that I was doing, if I was doing chest presses, chest flies, I would do them in a bridge position.
Yeah.
So I was doing adjustments and so I was making it work for me, but at the same time, there was just like this fear that I had, like I couldn't shake it no matter what. And even though I knew it, I just couldn't do it. So it's an interesting thing to like have a plan in place in your brain versus reality. Right. And I, at first I felt like I felt like a failure. Like I felt like I was like, oh, like why am I not doing this? And you know, I'm going to like gain all this weight or be unhealthy and all these things.
Yeah.
No, like I had to shake all of that. I had to get rid of it in my brain. I had to get rid of like that whole, like being negative towards myself.
For sure.
And I just had to be okay with the fact that I'm like, okay, I'm like growing this human.
Yeah.
And so while I'm growing this human, I'm going to do the things that make me feel good as opposed to make me feel nervous or make me feel freaked out.
Well, so I know too, it's like even from just a trainer perspective, and for anyone who's listening, who's a trainer or watching, who's a trainer, mm-hmm. you know, even myself, I don't even feel comfortable training prenatal.
Yeah.
Like postnatal, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Prenatal, no, because I guess training during pregnancy. Yeah. For me, it's just out of my scope of practice. I'm not an expert.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, and I've done courses in it, but at the same time, it's just something for me as well. I just think that there's so many variables and so many things, and everyone's body is so different mm-hmm. that there are other people out there like Sam, who we had in the podcast, who's just so versed in it that, you yeah. know, I would rather recommend people to go to somebody who that's their area of expertise.
Of course. No. And I feel the exact same way. And that's why I think, you know, it's important that, as a professional, that you really honor sort of what your limitations are and what your scope yeah. is, as you said. Like I've taken courses as well, and I've had like a lot of information. Plus I've had my own experience. Would I recommend what I did to some, like what I did during my pregnancy to somebody else who is pregnant? No, I would tell them what I did, but I wouldn't say that this is the right fit for you, because everything yeah. is different and everyone's going to have a different experience. You're going to have some people that like literally like is Serena Williams who's pregnant?
Yeah.
She's like running around that court. No problem. And like,
she won pregnant. That championship. Like,
I know
amazing.
She's won the championship. She's phenomenal. So it's like, there is that level where it's like, there's no fear. And then you have someone like me who's really just like, I was like, I have to like really tone it down.
But do you feel like after mm-hmm. your experience with the first pregnancy that you would yeah. go at the second pregnancy different?
Yeah, I do. So that's actually like a good question. Cause I thought about that a lot afterwards, and I think I would, but I still think I wouldn't run. I still yeah. think running for me is just like, it's completely impactful. And I think, I think that I would just probably stay away from that a little bit more. The one thing that I did give up, I gave up my yoga practice when I was pregnant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I gave it up. I gave it up because I was doing hot power yoga. And when you're pregnant, you can't do hot yoga. You shouldn't be in temperatures that are like exceedingly warm.
Yeah.
It's dangerous for, the fetus development. So I actually gave up yoga practice because I couldn't find a yoga practice in my area that I like connected with that I liked.
Yeah.
And I don't really like practicing at home, because when I practice at home, I cheat myself. Like I don't do the things I don't like. That's just like honest. Like I just,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't really want to do that. So I'll just like skip it, you know, I'll do half of my primary series instead of the full thing. So I just kind of, I gave up my practice except for near the end. Cause near the end, my hips were really bothering me. I was really achy. So I went to a gentle yoga class, and it was actually amazing because it was like me, like I was like almost like what, like I think like 34 weeks, 35 weeks pregnant. Like I was like big, and it was me. And then it was at like 10 in the morning, and it was like a seniors class. So it was like fantastic. It was cool though.
I love it.
They were all so nice. Like they were all just so like, they like bring me blocks and like help me. Like,
yeah. But that's where I think it's so important to know. And I think this conversation is really important for people like me who have not had a baby yet to understand that you could have these feelings. Cause in my brain, I just think, I'm just going to work out the way I've always worked out. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I think of that Sex and the City episode where Charlotte gave up running
yeah.
and then she ends up, you know, cause she had lost her baby before, and then she finds that she's pregnant and she was so excited, and her doctor's like, you have to do you, like you have to keep doing the things that are you. And she went running and again, and that was her thing that she didn't want to give up. But yeah. I think there is that complete fear. And then I think a lot of people end up, you know, kind of getting completely off their fitness routine after their first pregnancy, or they end up gaining a ton of weight. Yeah. And then they're, you know, struggling to get it off afterwards. So I think it's really important to know that those feelings are going to come up, and then have a strategy to then be able to still keep active. Even though that you're not doing maybe the same things you were doing.
Definitely. And like I said, I made adjustments. I made adjustments to what felt good for me. I think second baby, I wouldn't do running just because I just feel like that just doesn't feel comfortable to me.
Well, yeah, especially because you do have the big girls.
I was going to say from a physical standpoint too, it's uncomfortable, right? Like it's just a comfort thing. I gained all my weight in the front. No, so it was just not cool. And, but I would definitely stick with my yoga practice, but I would just find a yoga practice that made sense for it. So because afterwards it was really tough for me. Like I immediately tried to get back into my yoga routine and my body was like, it changed. You know what I mean? It wasn't as strong. It wasn't as flexible. It took me a while to get back to. Now I feel like I'm back to where I was, but it took me a while to get back there in terms of like my flexibility and my muscle endurance. So it's something that I wouldn't want to lose again, because it's something that I work really hard to achieve constantly. Sure. So that's where I think I would probably change it. But also, like on the topic of like the postnatal stuff, is same sort of idea. Like for anyone that is going into this, or maybe like thinking about sort of like, oh yeah, my game plan is going to be like, I'm going to do this. Like as soon as the baby's born, I'm going to be like back on track, back at the gym. And that's perfect. If that works for you, that's perfect. But know that like things can happen, right? Like for me, Laura, as you know, like I ended up having to have an emergency C-section.
Yeah.
And it was an emergency scenario. And I say afterwards, you're not supposed to even like lift up grocery bags for 6 weeks. And so I was like, oh my gosh. And so I was at home and it was like, Maddie was born in December. So it was like right in the winter in Canada. It was super cold.
Yeah, and where we are, it's freezing.
Yeah. And I was like sitting there on the couch watching movies and being like, oh my gosh. Because for me, movement is such a huge stress relief and it's such a huge important part of my daily routine. And after 2 weeks, I was like, I can't do this. I have to do something. I have to move. And so I started doing like very lightweight, just easy movements, nothing crazy, but just like, I would be like, you know, doing like a Jillian Michaels video, but like I'd be doing the low impact, like super low. Like I would be like modifying it.
Half.
Well, yeah, like jumping jacks became like marching in place. You know what I mean? Like,
but that kind of thing. So
because
great.
I had to do something because I knew that for me, it was the only way that I would feel kind of normal. But it's just an interesting thing. And I think, you know, I think that my whole point of this though is to think, you have to honor yourself. So know your body, know what works for you, have a game plan, like think about it and kind of be like, okay, this is where I'm going to be comfortable, or this is what I think I want to do, but also have flexibility and be kind to yourself enough to know that like, because there was times, especially postnatal, because of the C-section and because of the stitches, there were things that I would be doing. Like I went to yoga and all of a sudden I'd be like, ooh, that didn't feel right. So instead of being like, oh, that didn't feel right, but I'm still going to push it, I was like, oh, that didn't feel right, I'm just going to sit in child's pose for a minute, hang out, and then I'm just not going to do those twists. So I couldn't do any twisting motions or anything for a while. And I was just okay with that. Like I had to learn to be okay with my limitations. You know what I mean?
I just find too, like it's so hard though. And again, that's why I'm happy we have these types of conversations. Cause I think for so many women in postnatal, you know, we're inundated with these magazines and like, you need to have your, like, look at the celebrity with their post baby body.
Look at this,
and
like 2 minutes. Walking out of the hospital. And doesn't even have to be celebrity. How about my sister?
But
she walked out of the hospital in her regular jeans. And I was like, all right.
Oh, I know. I just was actually saw a friend of ours, and she's now, the baby I think is 12 weeks, and she's skinnier than she was before she got pregnant. Yeah. Like she literally is just dropping weight like crazy, but she's like, I'm not even doing like anything different. She just literally is dropping weight like crazy. So she's trying to really focus on it from a different perspective, but that's just how every single person is so different.
Well,
and you have to honor your process, and you have to like find the things that work for your body and be patient. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's one of the hardest things for women. We're just, like I was saying, inundated with all of these, what we should be doing, how we should feel. And if we have this idea in our heads and then it's not like that, you're like, oh my God, like I'm such a failure or what, it's going to be so hard or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, surround yourself. I don't know. For me, this is one thing I always go to whenever I'm feeling like overwhelmed or upset about something. I like to educate myself and like, yeah, not to give plugs to the podcast again with Sam, but this is where like, she's so good. She's so smart. She shares so much information. And if you are someone who is pre or postnatal, if you have clients who are pre and postnatal, like it's a really great one to listen to because she covers so much information that can really be helpful. And then it kind of takes away the like freak out around it, I find, when you educate yourself and you're like, okay, this is what I can do. And if I start these steps, then I can reach my goal, you know?
Of course. But again, even with the logic I have, or I had, it's, I still had the emotional freak outs. And so, yeah, and so that's why I do think what you were saying too, it's like, but you still have to honor that. Like if, yeah, it's, if you're feeling like, okay, physically I know I can do this, but emotionally it's making me feel really uncomfortable, pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Like, because that's important stuff. Like whatever your emotions are tied to, you have to pay attention to it, because if you're doing something against sort of your own gut instinct or your belief or your feelings around it, then it's like, well, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like if I was running constantly, but every time I was running, the whole time I was running, I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable. What's the point? Why not just find something else that I can do that takes away that feeling?
Well, it still is always the mind, body, spirit, you know, like, mm-hmm, you can't be doing something with your body and your mind is not liking it. You know, you, yeah, can't be taking care of your, like worrying about fitting into a pair of jeans and then also working on your stress levels, but you're not honoring your soul. Like you have to, mm-hmm, it's a triangle.
Yeah.
You know how I love totally shapes and nerdy stuff.
But yeah, so I guess, you know, to wrap this up, I think it's just, if you haven't checked out the podcast, make sure that you do, because Sam has got some really great tips. She's brilliant at what she does and she can really help you kind of like at least, you know, give you the knowledge to set up a really good game plan, like a plan of attack.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you are someone who is, you know, maybe it's your first baby, maybe it's your, like, I don't know, your fifth baby, who knows, but you could be going into this thinking that you're going to go into it with a game plan and it changes. And if that changes, be flexible, be kind to yourself, honor yourself, and just know that like, things will happen. Change will happen. Even postnatal, your body will change if you follow consistency and you follow your routine. Don't stress about it. Just let it happen the way it's supposed to naturally happen.
Well said.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's my final thoughts for today.
I love it.
All right. Well, with that said, thank you so much for checking us out this week. And make sure that you subscribe to our Fit Chicks Chat on iTunes, as well as if you are interested in learning more about any of our upcoming certification programs, check out fitchicksacademy.com.
Ooh, and we also have our new Facebook, yes, page.
Oh, right.
So it's Facebook.com/FitChicksAcademyPrograms. So if you punch in Fitchicks Academy Programs, you will find our Facebook page where we post all of the stuff on the regular every week, as well as we post different things to support whatever we're talking about throughout the week. So it's a great learning center, great conversation,
yeah,
women supporting women in fitness, nutrition, and wellness.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.